MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Daniel Johnny Fuentes, 35, of Roswell, was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to methamphetamine trafficking and weapons charges stemming from a July 2023 raid on his Roswell home. During the raid, officers located 9 firearms and about 1,000 grams of pure methamphetamine. At the time, Fuentes was on supervised release following a 4-year prison sentence for a 2016 drug trafficking conviction. As a previously convicted felon, Fuentes is prohibited from possessing a firearm and ammunition. There is no parole in the federal system. And parents in Chaparral will get a close-up look Saturday at the hidden world of youth vaping and substance use as the New Mexico National Guard debuts its new Teen Mock Bedroom Tobacco and Drug Prevention trailer during the Chaparral Parent Prevention Expo, hosted by Action for Healthy Kids in partnership with the Paso del Norte Health Foundation, and runs 9:30 a.m. to noon at the Dolores Wright Community Center in Chaparral. New Mexico State Parks is waiving day use admission fees for all visitors on the day after Thanksgiving, allowing anyone wishing to avoid Black Friday shopping to opt for outside instead. The free day use access is available from park opening to closing on Friday, November 28th. Seasonal closures may be in effect at certain parks, so you're encouraged to visit the Find a Park page at emnrd.nm.gov/spd/find-a-park before planning your excursion. You can find that link on our website. And the James Sewell Ice Rink, sitting at 8,650 feet in Cloudcroft's centrally located Zenith Park, brings winter magic with the southernmost outdoor all-natural ice rink in the United States. But this winter season will be the last as a natural ice rink, as it is set to change hands next year. For Cloudcroft's last natural ice run, longtime leasee Donald Wickland is planning themed skate nights, live music, and the annual popular ski-burning bonfire event, Ullerfest, on December 13th. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.